Right, so, hello St Minver, I'll appear here. So my name's Mr Petchy. I look after you lot when you come up to school. Looking forward to meeting you all actually in person, but for today, we're going to do some question and answers with the lovely bunch behind me, who are all at the moment year 10s, but when you come up, they will actually be year 11. So they will be our oldest students. So I'm going to hand over to them. They're going to introduce themselves and then we'll see how we're doing.
I'm Coco.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Sebastian.
Could they really, really speak up? Because it's only coming out of the laptop speakers and
there's
children
really
at the back of the class can't hear.
Almost shouting.
Don't be scared, just shout.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Coco.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Sebastian.
Was that better?
That was a little bit better, yeah, thank you.
Right, fire away with your questions.
Guys, guys, can we focus? Right, have you got any questions about secondary school? Otherwise, this is not going to... Not going to last very long.
Anything older? Sensible.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question on their behalf.
Yes, go on then.
Could you talk to us about how the timetabling works and how it might be different from a primary school?
So on your first day, you get given a timetable and that will have 2 weeks on it. So you'll have week one, week two. And it says all the lessons and where you need to be for each day.
Yeah, so different lessons are in different rooms and you have to move around following your timetable to different lessons.
Yeah, and you have 30 minutes of form time at the beginning and then an hour. There's five lessons in a day and an hour of each with a break time and a lunch time in between them.
How many lessons happen in the form groups as opposed to different sets of students?
In year 7, it's everything but maths and English. You do with your form.
How's the volume doing, Mr. Baines?
That's okay. Can everyone hear?
Yeah.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Who's got a question? Come answer here.
Is it a good idea to have a locker?
They can be quite useful for PE kits and some books that you maybe don't need or your coat or something.
Who is that just asked that question?
That was Imogen Reader.
Oh, right. Okay, well done, Imogen.
Come on.
Do you need to bring like every book each day or is there days that you don't have to bring every book?
It depends what lessons you have. You can look at your timetable and it'll tell you what lessons you have. Sometimes, I mean, if you have lots of books, I wouldn't really recommend bringing every book in. But or you could have them in the locker if you don't have homework.
Most
that thing, but yeah.
Most of the time, your books do stay in school unless you need them for homework or something.
We've got another question, but she's making her way from the other end of the classroom.
Is it easy to find your way around?
Your head's not in the...
Find your way around?
Yeah. You get used to it, but for the first 2 weeks, you'll have buddies showing you to each lesson. But you get used to it quite quickly.
Who was that then, Mr. Baines, that asked that question?
That was Mabel Harrison.
Right, it's nice to be able to put names to faces because at the moment all they've been to me are names on bits of paper that I've rearranged on my wall. So yeah. It's nice to see, put a name to the face.
Before that was Lily Bray as well. Any questions from Pod E next door?
Wenna, did you have a question?
Sure. Hold on, Wenna.
Just move up a bit more to the laptop, Wenna, if you want to ask her a question. You don't want me having one? Anybody else?
Sure. This is your opportunity, guys, because you aren't going to be there till September. So think about what is it that might be scaring you, or thinking like I don't, you know, this is another world. Might be about uniform. Might be about homework.
Don't just start and talk about.
Oh,
I'm. Yep, come out. Oh. Okay. Here we got a question.
Is there a lot of homework?
There's a reasonable amount, but there's not too much. And it depends on your teacher as well.
Yeah, it's not too much as long as you keep on top of it and you don't leave it till the last minute.
Yeah. We have an online thing called Class Charts, which they list all of your homeworks that you have, and you can just check them off when you've done it.
That's a good point, Seb. What else does Class Charts tell people, you know, especially parents, do you know?
Oh, they've got teachers can log what you've done in class, whether it can be a good thing or a bad thing, and they can be sent back to parents or other teachers around the school on Class Charts as well.
So if they're naughty, the parents know about it on that?
Yeah.
Nice, I like it. one of the children, not quite as brave as the others to come up, has asked, do the different populations of children have break time at the same time as one another?
Yeah,
everyone has break time and lunch time at the same time.
All of year seven go to the year seven quiet area, and that's just your year that'll be there.
Yeah, great.
You sure? No, this is your chance.
Go on, Ollie, that's a good one. Go now.
Bertie's laugh.
Go on,
Ollie.
Go on, Ollie.
Go on, Ollie.
Go on, Ollie.
Go on, Ollie. Go on, Ollie. Go on, Ollie. Come on, Ollie. Good lad. This is Ollie Geel.
Oh, right. Another Geel.
Let's have a look at the canteen from the year seven area.
Oh, Mr. It's really close, your canteen.
Yeah, the junior canteen, you have a separate canteen to year 9, 10, 11, yeah. And it's right by your year 7 quiet area, where only year 7 for now.
Okay, but another question coming from my pod. He's not called my pod, he's called George. Come over here.
How hard are the lessons?
How hard are the lessons?
It depends, like, what subject and what you're best at.
The maths and English when you start will be set, so if you aren't that good at maths, you'll get help, so you'll have less harder lessons than people that, say, enjoy maths and are better at it.
Okay. Oh, they're flowing now. The questions are flowing. They're flowing in.
When do we know what language we're learning?
When in year 7 and in year 8, you do a mixture of French and Spanish.
No, actually, this changed since you were a young pup, Seb. Now, one population will do Spanish, the other population will do French. At this point in time, I can't tell you which way round it is, because that's still yet to be decided.
Does it then swap?
No.
Do they switch then, or do they maintain that language once they start in year 7?
They keep with that language up until the end of year 8, and then we do a thing called options, where they will choose which language they want to study. Now, if you've been having French for the first 2 years, you can still change to Spanish. You're allowed to do that.
Okay, thank you. Kaylin Day is coming up now with a question. I hope Pod E start thinking of some as well.
Yeah, we've got one.
How much time do you have to get between the classrooms?
Well, you just go straight from your last lesson to your next lesson, and at the start, your teachers are quite fair if you're a bit late, because you can get lost and everything. But if you're more than 10 minutes late, what's it called?
You get a late mark.
We get a late mark, or...
Okay. Let's switch to the other pod, because I can see there's some questions there as well. I'll come back to you guys in a minute. Who is it, Wenna?
Ella.
Oh, Ella. This is Ella Metters.
What happens if you get lost?
I mean, usually you can ask most people around the school and they'll know where to go, teachers or other, maybe your 9s or your 10s or your 11s. Usually, yeah, most people know where the classrooms are, so yeah. As long.
And after the first 2 weeks being taken to each lesson, you get used to it.
Yeah, as a buddy last year, most of my year 7s I was helping around left me before we had 3 or 4 yeah. days sending them around. So you all get used to it, it's fine.
Okay, Stan. Thanks for that question, Ella. Here comes Stanley Sutherland.
How do you get lunch?
You can bring a packed lunch, or if you go to the canteen, then you can buy food using your thumbprint.
Yeah, they'll take your thumbprint when you just start in the library, and then there's an online system, and your parents can put money onto it, and then you'll have a certain amount of money on it. And every time you go to the canteen and scan your thumb, the money you spend on lunch will get taken off of it. And if you run out, then your parents have to top it up.
Okay.
And could I ask, with the whole coronavirus thumbprint things being touched, do you envisage in September that system being up and running, or are you not really aware of that yet?
When we first, students were first in school and coronavirus was about, we were wiping down the thumb scanner after each use. So I think we'll just continue that.
Okay. Thank you. Nevi.
Do you get to choose who you sit next to in your form classes and classes?
Well, that's Nevi, is it?
That was Nevi Tamblyn. She ran away then quite quickly.
She did. She's been spotted. I think I talked Dad.
She's nodding.
In your class, you get a seating plan, which you have to stick with until it gets changed. But sometimes you can pick who you sit next to, but most of the time it's random or made on class charts by the teacher.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions in pod E?
Dash, would like to have.
Okay, Dash, come up to the camera.
Does the food taste good?
Be honest.
There's lots of different options of food. Yeah. So if you like pizza, if you like pasta, there's loads of different food you can choose from. So you end up finding something that you like. Yeah.
Hey, we've got Imogen Comont coming for a question now.
What time do the buses leave?
Ten past three. So you finish at 3 and you have about 10 minutes, which is, you can get there in time from
anywhere
from the school.
Did you mean leaving the school, not leaving home? Could I ask regarding buses? I assume that children, they'll hear from the bus companies well before September about pickup points and timings and stuff.
Yeah, you get a letter which comes with your bus pass for the bus closest to you.
Okay. Anyone from next door? Oh, here we go. This is Bertie McCormick.
Is the school uniform uncomfortable?
Not really, no.
Hold on, Bertie, come back. Was that Bertie?
It was.
Come back. Right. I can see you now, Bertie. All right. Obviously, I think I've taught all your sisters. Yeah.
What was the question? Is the uniform uncomfortable?
No,
it's all right. Yeah, we don't have blazers, so it isn't too bad. And in summer, you're generally allowed to take your jumper off, so it's all right.
Okay, here is Wenna Watts.
What time do we have to be in our classroom in the morning?
20 to 9 in the morning. You've got to be at form, yeah, in your form.
Yeah, but you finish it later. You finish it 3.
8:40,
guys. Yeah. Okay. Another question from Lily Bray here.
What happens if you lose your bus pass?
I think you can get another one from the finance office.
You can buy a new one or you can get a temporary one.
George?
Not the right answer, Dad.
Yeah, we've got George O'Donnell here.
What can you do at break?
What can you do at break times?
You can get food. You can eat the food that you've brought. And you can kind of just socialise.
There's the courts. There's a basketball. There's also the library you can go to if you like reading books, but yeah, mostly for your year there'll be the year 7 area. We can just sit and talk if you want.
I know this is it links to that question, and I know it's been something that's been on some students' minds about mobile phones and whether they're allowed or banned or collected in, and what happens with mobiles.
Well, at the moment there's a phone zone, but they're only for year 9s, 10s and 11s. So for year 7s, you know, can't have phones out, but
you can still bring phones to school, yeah, but you can't use them in school time on the school grounds.
Because they can get
Thank you. Away. Anyone from Pod E? Was that Dash wanting another question or was that Dash misbehaving?
Ella's got a question. I think Dash had a question. Ella, what did you say then?
What time does each lesson start?
So form time starts at 20 to 9.
Then, and that finishes at 9:10.
So the first lesson's at 9:10. Then that lesson finishes at
10:10.
Then there's a 20-minute break.
No, there's another lesson until 10:10.
No, 10 past 10.
And then
there's a break
until...
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's another lesson.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Since you lot have been
here. Then 11:30, there's another lesson to 12:30.
And then another one to 1:30.
Yeah.
And then you get
half an hour break till 2:00, and then a final lesson till 3:00.
So there's 2 lessons back-to-back, and then a morning break, and then 2 more lessons before lunch.
Yeah, and then 1 final lesson.
4 lessons before your lunchtime. Okay, and then one final lesson after lunch.
Yeah.
So it's 5 1-hour lessons in a day. And is it just the one morning time that they have in their form groups then? There isn't another one after lunch?
No, it's for half an hour in the morning.
But a lot of the lessons will be with your form.
It's only maths and English that isn't with your form.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Alfie. Here comes Alfie Munir. Look out. Come here, so you can see in the camera.
What do you do in your form groups in the morning?
Good question.
Good question, Alfie.
So Monday, you'll have assembly.
Yeah, you have.
Tuesday is the follow-up from assembly.
Wednesday, you have form sports. So you'll do sports between different forms in different competitions. Yeah. They change half-termly?
Yeah, they do. Oh, no, termly.
Termly.
And then... if I fill in the rest, because that's going to change. Thursday, you'll do literacy, and Friday will be attendance and sort of catch up with homework and things like that.
Dash, you got another question?
What happens if you get a red card?
None of these guys have ever got a red card, so you know that's a good thing. So the behaviour system is starts off in class. You know, if you're not doing what you should be to progress learning, you'll get told about that by the teacher, and they'll say stop doing that. If you continue, you'll be sent out for 5 minutes. If you continue after that, you must be absolutely mad. But that's when you get a yellow card, and that's where you have to sort of write down objectives or things that you need to do in class to be better. And then if you don't do that, then you get onto a red card. So, you know, it's something you guys, I'm sure, will avoid.
Are the teachers strict?
Very.
Some are stricter than others, but...
Oh, yeah, it depends on what teachers, but most of them.
They often act strict in the first few weeks to scare you, and then they'll be really nice afterwards.
If you get on their good side, then it's fine. Yeah.
Good tactic. Any questions from next door?
Anybody else got a question? McQuinn? Lillian? No. I think so.
Okay, we've got one from the Imogen Reader.
How do you sign up for clubs?
Good question.
Most clubs will just, they'll either have a form to kind of put in and you go in, or a lot of them you can just kind of just turn up and ask if you do it.
Yeah.
Could you give some ideas of the kinds of variety of clubs that are available there?
Yeah, there are lots of different sports clubs, badminton, rugby, football, netball, mountain biking, loads of different ones. And also there are sort of STEM science clubs. Then there's a year 7 science club, you do all sorts of science. Year 8 there's Lego robotics, and year 9 there's green power way or build a car. So there's lots of interesting things.
Lots of music clubs as well.
Yeah.
That you can sign up to.
Choir and jazz band and things like that.
Here comes Oliver Mead.
How far away is it from one class to another?
Let's say the furthest distance of walking, or in time, for example, from one room to another.
It would
probably be from the language to the English, I mean, even the longest one would probably take you a maximum of 5 minutes. It's not really that far. There's lots of ways around, because there's two buildings. There's one near where your 7 area will be, and then there's just the main building. But yeah, it won't take too long to get from furthest classes.
Thank you. Assuming that the obviously not all of the lessons that year 7s have are in the year 7 area, so there's going to be some walking about, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got another question from Lily Bray.
If you cycle to school, is there a place to put your bikes?
Yes,
yeah,
there is
a bike shelter.
She won't be cycling, she lives in St Minver, it's a long way. I think she's asking for other people who are shy. Any other questions here? Any questions next door?
Any questions, guys?
Oh, we've got another one in here. Imogen Reader again.
Do you ever like have two of the same day, like two English?
You don't in year 7.
In year 7, you don't really.
No. But further into the school, you'll have double lessons.
Well, you can't have double DT in year 7.
Oh, yeah, but you do have double DT.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question that might be on some people's minds, but maybe not brave enough to ask? Let's say I was a student that struggled in maths or struggled in literacy. What kind of help would I be able to get, and how might that be similar or different to that in a primary school?
The English people similar to our language. Yeah, I'll answer that one, because obviously we get a lot of information from your primary school and both your teachers about where you are now. And what we try and do then is make sure that you get extra support. Sometimes that means that you will leave a classroom and go for extra help next door, or sometimes there will be a little group of you that will work. But we don't expect any of you to be amazing at everything. And you know, and maths and English obviously is important, but our job is to help you make progress. We don't just stand there with our arms folded, expecting you to be a certain level. Our job is to educate you just like you have been at St. Minver. So we will be helping you.
Thank you very much. There's another question from Imogen Comont now.
Will you get to see your primary school friends again?
Yeah, our break times and lunch times you can only, yeah. And it's probably a chance that you could be forms or lesson, yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Imogen Reader, question number 19. She's keen as mustard.
Are we allowed to wear our hair down in Weybridge?
Yeah, you just need it up for PE, some science lessons if you're doing an experiment, and DT food and DT work. But other than that, you can have it down.
Alfie's very happy with that. do you have a question? Okay, Mabel's got another question. She's going to just sprint over from the back.
If there's people that are friends from older years, can we like see them at break?
Well, in year seven, it's only your year that's allowed in your quiet area, but
you can still go out and
So it's more that other year groups can't go into the year seven quiet area, but year sevens can choose to leave if they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have a question for Bella?
Where is like the health area if you like hurt yourself?
Near the front of the school where the hall is. After that, there's a medical.
It's just a medical room. But we've over the lockdown we've actually sort of decorated it and made it a little bit nicer to be in, because it felt a little bit like a prison cell before. But now I think we've even got plants and happy pictures in there. So it's a lot better place.
Hey, Lillian, got a question from Lillian.
Lillian Warren, this is.
Right.
Is there a girls' football team?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hear that we've got a lot of really good lady footballers coming up. So, we're looking forward to seeing you all be able to play football and hopefully win lots of games.
When are you allowed to use the music room?
You can use the music rooms on break times or lunch times, as long as they're not being used by other people. You can just ask the music teachers and they'll mostly allow you to use them.
And you can sign up for singing lessons, guitar.
Just brass, like violin and all that. Yeah, lots of different instruments you can sign up for. And you will have music lessons in your timetable as well.
Okay, Imogen Reader, question 56 coming up.
Are you going residential still?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Right, let me answer that, because this coming year, I think it is going to be a little bit different. So we've run residentials where you get to stay at school overnight in the gym or the hall, run around and play sardines and things like that. Now, we're still looking to do something similar, but it won't be exactly the same. But we will see. And if restrictions sort of relax a bit more, we could look at in the summer term next year for you to do something like that. Okay.
And is it right that at later years, or is it even in year seven, that there's potential for trips abroad and things ordinarily if virus disappears and everything like that? Like, in what year groups do those kinds of things crop up?
It's year seven.
Yeah, in year seven, if you're studying French, you can go to Paris and Barcelona. It's just a great experience. I went to Barcelona. and it's really good.
There's also Paris ski trips.
Ski trips all year, every other year, aren't they?
Every other year, yeah.
And then there are more in year 9, 10, 11, depending on what options you take. So there are a lot of history trips that go abroad.
Berlin.
Yeah, yeah, Berlin, Belgium, and London. Yeah. And there's a London English trip, aren't you, right? So lots of trips.
Great. Alfie's got another question.
What activities do we do in PE?
So it changes every half term. And so in summer you do things like athletics, tennis, cricket. You do basketball, netball, rounders, rugby, football.
Dodgeball. Loads of different sports.
Can you hear in the back still?
Got a question for Quinn.
How many options do you take?
Well, there's four options that you pick.
But then you also have the core subjects, which are maths, English, science, and EBR.
When do they take
EBR, sorry?
You decide at the end of year 8, and then you actually do them in year 9, 10, 11.
What was the subject you said after English, maths, and science?
EPR, ethics, philosophy, and religion, so RE.
Okay. Thank you. Question here from Lily Bray.
Is there a girls' netball and hockey team?
Yeah. Wait, is there?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
Bella.
Okay, here comes Bella Forbes again.
Do you keep medicine in your bag?
Right, I'll answer that one. It does depend on what the medicines are. Some parents allow their children to self-medicate. Other parents let the school look after it. And then all you would do is go to the main office and ask for it. And there's lots of, different medicines that we give out every day. So we're really used to it. What I will say, Mr. Baines, just in case Zoom cuts us off, because we have a 40-minute window, if it looks like we're still going strong, I will reopen the chat room, okay?
Okay, well, we need to re-put in the username and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Question from Imogen Comont now.
Where will the netball be held?
So you practice like in the netball court, and then there's fixtures. So either other schools will come here to play, or you'll go to different schools for tournaments and stuff.
Okay. Imogen Reader again.
Question master. Are you allowed to go?
She's having a bit of a giggle fest.
We didn't hear.
I'm going to invite Oliver Mead up until she sorts herself out. Oliver?
She's crying.
It's because I made a stupid joke.
Are you allowed to use the sports centre as break?
No.
That's not a break, no, you can't.
So the leisure centre over where the pool is, that's not a facility that's for break time use, is it?
No, it's, you can use it once though, but yeah. No,
okay, here we go, take two. On this. that's my fault.
Mr. Baines, I need to know whether she's a troublemaker.
She's not a troublemaker, I promise.
Oh, that's all right, then, okay.
She's just a bit giggly now and again. To be fair to her, that's completely my fault. I'm going to say nothing. Right, go again. Okay. Anyone in pod E while we sort this out?
Okay.
Hey, to me, are you allowed?
Are you allowed
to go on holiday? No. I'm going to answer that no. Okay. Still on. Her question was, are you allowed to go on holiday during school term time? And I've said it would be an unauthorised absence like it is here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other questions for Pod E?
Anybody else? All right.
William,
is that
a
hand up?
No, stretch. No, Olivia. All of them? No. Emmy? Emo?
One. Okay, one. Will you meet like new friends on the first day, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah,
because you'll meet your new form. And because obviously you're mixing with all the other primary schools.
Could you tell us a little bit about, well, Mr. Petchy, I guess this one's for you, a little bit about what their first day is going to look like, being that they haven't had normal transition this summer?
Yeah, sure. I'm mostly going to get cut off halfway through this, but I'll start. So you will come to school on Friday the 4th of September, and it will just be year seven, no one else. You will come to the main hall, you'll be shown to the main hall, and we will start to organise you from there. You'll meet your form tutor, and you will have a few lessons, but it's kind of a day where you just get to move around the school, see other people, and start to understand how we do things. And then on the Monday after, the whole school comes in. But it gives you like a little introduction. So that's the plan at the moment.
Is that okay with you? Yeah. Any questions about that?
That's Miss Servi just hiding around the back.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Look at them, they're all like.
I can see the countdown is at a minute now, but I think the questions may well have dried up anyway.
No, that's fine. So all I want to say then is obviously a big thank you to the three Year 10 students here. Lovely to see you all and actually start to put names to faces, but it doesn't beat doing it for real. So we look forward to that. But let's see when that is, okay? But let's hope it is in September. I should imagine that we will try and arrange some way of meeting you and your parents at some point before then. Okay, but for now, goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you to you three.